I mean, I think I can speak on behalf of all my colleagues here at the British Library that we are extremely angry about it. I think it's important to understand that we're not a museum. We're a working library, and in order for us to do what our users need, they basically need to handle our books. That means that there has to be extended a level of trust between them and us. And Mr. Hakimzadeh has fundamentally broken that level of trust, which is necessary for us to do what we need to do, that is, to give people access to our books. If we don't give access to them, they're meaningless. So we're very angry about that. And I think I'm also very angry about it because it's an extremely selfish act. These are items which have been in the care of this nation, some of them for several hundred years, and the nation has invested in them over several hundred years in order to give access to them to a wide public. And this has been a public institution since the mid-18th century. So a lot of goodwill and a lot of money has gone into that. And this one selfish person has come along and thought that it was perfectly okay for him to destroy it for his own purposes, not caring about the rest of us.
How did Hakimzadeh go about damaging these books?
Well, he used a variety of techniques, which I don't want to go too much into detail with, but I mean, one of the things he used was some sort of a sharp implement, which he used to excise individual pages, clearly done with tremendous forethought and deceit, because it's not as if you're not, I mean, it's a public space, you're under observation in our reading room. So he has chosen his moment and his place very, very carefully. And of course, we have learned lessons from this, and since we've discovered this, we have changed both the physical layout of our reading room, changed some of the furniture to improve sight lines. We've installed much, much more CCTV, and we have increased, for instance, the number of people who walk around and keeping an eye on things in the reading room as well. And we've done a number of other things which we're sort of keeping slightly more under wraps, because we don't want to people to know everything we're doing in the security area.
Did Hakimzadeh understand the significance of the items that he was damaging?
I think that's a really important point. He's a specialist in his field. He has published books in this area. The books he has damaged are all relating to, let's say, the wider Middle East, the Mughal Empire, the stretch of land from Syria, let's say roughly, to Bangladesh. And that's an area which he has studied himself in great detail. He runs a charity which is devoted to the relationship, promoting relationship between Iran and this country, and also supports academic work in that area. He knows what is the intellectual importance of the material he has damaged, which, in my view, makes it, I mean, it makes it so much worse. He knew the importance of what he was destroying for the rest of us.
Can the stolen pages be recovered?
The police have recovered some of the stolen pages from his flat, and we're now in waiting for the sentencing tomorrow, and we have also begun a civil claim against him, where we hope that we might gain more of our material back. So some of the pages we will certainly get back, and some of them we will be able to insert into the books without causing further damage. But even so, once the book has been tampered with in that way, it is it will permanently, forever, show the result of what has happened. By putting the pages back in, we can bring the books up to as good as one can, but there's no doubt that they will forever show the sign of what is done.